Chairperson, Distinguished Panelists. Finland aligns itself with the EU statement. We welcome the focus of this panel on the social and economic participation of minority women and girls. The multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination minority women and girls face due to their status as members of minorities, as women or girls, and due to other factors and characteristics, need to be recognized in the realization of the right to education. As the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues has pointed out, women and girls, indigenous peoples and minorities are most likely to be disproportionately excluded from access to public education. Minority girls often face discrimination, and the realization of the right to education is particularly important to break out the cycle of marginalization. Therefore, access to education takes on double importance for them. Barriers minority children face in access to education include lack of instruction in a language they're familiar with, curricula excluding information about minority culture, as well as financial and physical restrictions, such as significant distances to travel to school. We need to find more effective ways to overcome these obstacles. Chairperson, Finland remains strongly committed to the full realization of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Persons Belonging to National or Ethnic, Religious and Linguistic Minorities. The Special Rapporteur on the Right to Education finalized the mandate's first country visit to Finland this week. We welcome that the rights of minorities was one of the focus areas of the visit and look forward to the recommendations and future dialogue in the Human Rights Council. Esteemed panelists, which are the priorities we should focus on to ensure the realization of the right to education for minority girls? I thank you.